This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of Free Talk Live on this live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
I have broken the rules of talk radio. I have allowed a guest to dictate how things are going to go on the air. And Brett Finott here of the School Sucks Project, currently on the School Sucks Across America tour, wanted to continue to talk to Scott the Bigot. I'm not entirely sure what you're hoping to achieve here, Brett, but I will bring Scott right back on the air to chit-chat with you. Scott, Brett.
Let me recap real quick.
Yes, sure. Yeah, so let me recap real quick. I know we were, let's see, America controlled by the Jews, blah, blah,
blah. Right.
American, young American men will be killed in a war for the Zionists.
That's right.
Something.
Now,
you know, it's so clear, obvious. The American people are so stupid.
Don't feel like these are strong arguments. And the thing that I wanted to say about Kushner is, like, I understand the politics of that. I understand the motive in what you're saying.
The motive is to say a Jewish name on the air. Come on.
But it's not like the antagonisms with Iran start with the Trump administration and Jared Kushner. This was really scary. And now I know you could say the neoconservatives and start listing all of their names. But these antagonisms with Iran go back to the 70s. They go back to, if you want to talk about, you know, the American-British complex. They go back to the early 1950s. So I just want to make sure that people following along at home are not thinking that, you know, military posturing towards Iran on behalf of is new and on behalf of Israel at the behest of Jared Kushner. I think that's simplistic.
I'm glad you brought that up. The Iran has every reason to hate the United States. Let's look at the history. We propped up the Shah in 1954.
We nothing. I was 19 whatever. I wasn't alive.
No, the United States
did. The part of Ian.
And the Shah of Iran put in this horrible, installed this horrible SAVAK, secret police, murdered and tortured innocent, helpless Iranians. All we did was want their oil. We raped the country for their oil, took their oil reserves. They storm our embassy in November of 1979, and they had every reason to. And if I was the Iranian government, I'd hate the United States, too. We're the United States is great Satan. Israel is little Satan. And as far as AIPAC goes, they may not have started, going back to the 1950s, but they definitely now want to start a war with Iran. So America will do the fighting, and Israel will be spared all the bloodshed.
But how many countries is that true for? It's not just like America is the bulldog for Israel. It's been that for so many countries around the world since the end of the First World War. I mean, America was fighting the British wars.
America has no right to be the world's policeman, the world's cop. And
well,
we are the world's cop. And World War One, we shouldn't have gone into. World War Two, we shouldn't have gone into.
Well, there probably wouldn't have been a World War Two if there hadn't have been a World War One.
If Adolf Hitler and Germany wasn't so humiliated by the Treaty of Versailles, blame the World War Two completely on the West, specifically on France and Britain and the United States for humiliating Germany.
Yeah.
I don't think
Wilson wanted that. It's just that he enabled it. Once he went into that war, there was nothing he could do to stop Britain and France from punishing the Hun.
Scott,
I appreciate it.
You don't think he wanted what? Wilson wanted what?
I don't think Wilson wanted. I think he wanted peace afterwards. Like, he really believed that you could get peace through shooting people and stuff. You know, he wanted to put together this, you know, the League of Nations. He wanted Germany to have this this treaty that was fair and all that stuff. And he didn't get anything he wanted. Why? Because he was nothing but muscle. He was, you know, if tricked into the war, forced into the war, whatever terminology you wish to use, he should have just held strong. And he is the best argument, Look at what happened to the United States through Woodrow Wilson in World War I, and you will see the best argument for staying the hell out of other countries' affairs.
Right, but it's not. There's also the argument that the outcomes of that were no accident, right?
Sure.
If people are interested in learning more about the consequences of Woodrow Wilson, I would recommend looking into his top advisor, a man named Colonel, who he wasn't affiliated with the military in any way, but he called himself Colonel Edward House. And he actually wrote a book called Philip Drew Administrator before I think he started work with the Wilson administration, where he basically lays out the agenda of his dream ruler. And it is very, very similar to what played out during the Woodrow Wilson years. So Woodrow Wilson was an academic. In
sure.
many ways, he was probably quite naive. He was one of the old progressive racists. Remember, racism used to be a trait of the left back then.
Yeah.
And his background, I think he did have a political position either as a governor. He was a governor somewhere before that, I believe.
I don't know if that was true. I only recall that he was like a dean of Princeton or something.
I think he was the president of Princeton University for sure. But he probably relied pretty heavily on the wrong people. And whether he regretted that or not or understood that or not, I don't know. But I think at the end of the call there, we all agreed on something with Scott.
I agree with Scott that Israel is pushing the United States to antagonisms with Iran. And when you see the headlines from Benjamin Netanyahu talking about how he supported President Trump's courageous decision, you get evidence for that. But I think that Saudi Arabia is also is there egging us on.
Wanting the same thing, yeah.
And possibly Turkey.
So Saudi Arabia is much more homogenous since it's ruled by one ruling family. Israel has many political parties. The Likud party is certainly the war party over there. And they, you know, Netanyahu's been getting elected over time. But I think it's worth pointing out that there are many Iranians and many Israelis that don't want a war with each other. They don't want the United States involved. They don't want that stuff. I don't want to fall into the trap that everybody else has of talking of nations as though, you know, millions of people as though they have one mind.
Right. Yeah. That's extremely dangerous. And that's the story of World War II. You know, I mean, once you draw this clear line between good and evil, the United States and the British did against the Germans, was the German government doing incredibly evil things? No doubt. But look at what the consequences of that, because of collectivism war, look what the consequences of that were for the German people. And the firebombings of Dresden.
They're still flagellating themselves, over this many decades later, as though they had anything to do with it.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's go to Dave Ridley calling in here from New Hampshire on Skype. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Good Lord.
Dave. I had... yes, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, you had a caller about 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to respond to him, but he was kind of inspirational to me. He was a young man calling in from I don't remember where, saying he couldn't move to New Hampshire yet, so he was going to go to his nearest courthouse and start doing fully informed jury rights activism right where he was.
Yes, I recall him. Yep.
It's funny how you do you remember where he was calling from?
I don't.
It's funny how we tend to criticize people who are hitting on four cylinders instead of five, you know, or four, you know, five cylinders instead of six, when we really should be criticizing people who aren't even on the radar at all. But I'm going to fall into that trap and critique him just a little bit, or make at least a suggestion of how he could make his activism more effective. One thing that we learned, I think, I can't speak for everyone who was in Dallas at the time, but we had a strong Free State Project contingent in Dallas in the early, you know, in the 2004 era. And what we learned, or at least what I learned as part of that group, was that anything we did for our local area, we wound up wasting our time. It wound up being something we regretted. It didn't really get us anywhere. But the stuff we did focused on New Hampshire while we were still in Dallas was dramatically effective, I think, to a large extent. We had adventures along those lines, and focusing on New Hampshire from where we were seemed to be the more effective thing.
Dave, I want to talk to you about this a bit more, if you'll just hold the line here. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in on Skype, lrn.fm.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents and I take the depositions and I try the cases, and in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, you know, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've talked about, well, with here, Brett Fanat from School Sucks Project. We've been talking about alternatives to government education. Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report just called in, wanted to talk about activism, and I'm not entirely sure, you know, where he's going to take, you know, liberty-oriented activism, but I do want to hear more. And before that, I want to tell you about Whole Food Multicomplete. Whole Food Multicomplete is much more than a multivitamin. It's a multivitamin and mineral supplement, certainly, and it's food-based as opposed to synthetic, like, in all likelihood, the one you're taking. It's certainly much higher quality since it's food-based, but it also has things like enzymes, probiotics, antioxidants. It gives the seven different types of nutrients that you need, and the list of the ingredients in this thing is just expansive. If you go to simplifymysupplements.com, if you do nothing else in response to this ad that I'm reading right now, go to simplifymysupplements.com and just look at the ingredients there. This is a great supplement. I've been taking it now for going on a year. Getting close to it. When I first started taking it, I lost about 15 pounds, 10, 15 pounds, and the reason was essentially it was just balancing me out. I didn't know why, but my gut wasn't as healthy as it could be. Watched this movie, and it said, sure enough, probiotics, if taken properly, well, it can make you lose weight. I didn't even know why I lost the weight, but it worked for me. SimplifyMySupplements.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you'll save 10% on your order, and that's every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They do take Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. Let's go back to Dave Ridley calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so there's this sort of history in the Free Stater movement of people outside New Hampshire planning a move to New Hampshire and deciding they're going to, before they move here, they're going to do something where they are.
Yep.
Lauren, or there's something on the way here, or something like this. We had Lauren Canario doing this outstanding activism in Connecticut.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard it. Let's just presume it's true, because I believe it is. Many people who want to be active, they want to try something ahead of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she basically shoots her bolt in Connecticut, you know, basically the wrong place, does this brilliant activism, but it's in the wrong place. So by the time she gets here, she never did anything as cool here as she did when she was in Connecticut. George Donnelly, good activist in the Mid-Atlantic, goes to a federal building and does some stuff, tries to film some protest or something, ends up getting just arrested, and his whole plan to move to New Hampshire is derailed. And he's not really that active anymore, as best I can tell. And so there's this urge to do something right there where you are that's not even connected to New Hampshire. And it's really much better before you move to do something focused on the place you're going to be, not the place where you are.
Yeah, I would agree that, you know, if you're moving for the Free State Project or for the greater liberty migration that is New Hampshire, that your best bet and the most support you're going to get is here in New Hampshire. If you have some terrible situation, you end up on probation, you end up in jail or whatever, just trying to do some activism elsewhere, what have you done to further liberty, to further your goal of getting to New Hampshire, to further making New Hampshire a freer place? And I'd say nothing.
That's an emotional drive, though, versus the rational argument. I mean, when I first heard about the Free State Project and when I first heard Free Talk Live, I was in Massachusetts. Right,
but
the more I listened,
teenage native.
Yeah, and I actually was able to join the Free State Project and move back because I've been gone for about 10 years. But the more I listened and the more I learned, the more angry I got with my surroundings. And I think I have lots of excuses, like I was very busy, and
nobody has that excuse,
right? But no, I came close a couple of times to or really wanted to do something before it was possible for me to move. So I think there's lots of people who might be more connected to like-minded folks where they are, who say, hey, I'm gonna do something here. I'm motivated. I'm in a heightened state of emotion about, you know, what I'm learning or what I've learned, and they spring into action. But I agree with what Dave is saying. If you don't have a support system that also has a history and the practice with doing these things, you're really disadvantaging yourself, and you're, as he cited the example, hurting your chances of being able to do those things more productively in the future.
So one thing you can do is take, if you go to RidleyReport.com and then click About, you will find a list I've created of things that you can do focused on New Hampshire before you move here.
Yeah, it's a great list, and there are things you can do before you move. They may not be as flashy as what you hope to do. I don't know, set yourself on fire out in front of the courthouse or whatever it is you're going to do in your local area.
No, that's flashy.
That's flashy, all right, and it's obviously not going to get you a move to New Hampshire.
Well, we had a lot of fun doing things in Dallas before, this is in 2004, before I moved. You know, we had a demonstration at the IRS building on April 15th, and we handed out flyers inviting people to move to New Hampshire, and the cops confronted us. And if we'd gotten video of that, it would have been completely viral. I used to just go to any place that had a lot of traffic or, you know, human people walking around, and I'd just put up a flyer of some kind that had Free State Project information on it and tear-offs. And those tear-offs just, I mean, people tore so many of those things off. It was just endless. And one time, I was at a courthouse because I got called in for jury duty, and I just spent the entire time putting up Free State Project literature around the courthouse. And a Free Stater saw it in Dallas.
That's great.
they said, give that guy a gold star. But there were just all kinds of little fun things we could do where we already were. But they were focused on New Hampshire, not on Dallas.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. John calling in from North Carolina. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Oops, I pushed the wrong button. Oh, my goodness, I hung up with that guy. John, my apologies. Brett, let's go back to...
What did he want to talk about? We could get the discussion going, and he could try to get back in.
I can't remember. It was it's right up there on it's with the thing, and it erased it when it did it. Well, he'll call back. He'll call back if he really wants to talk, and he'll have my deepest apology at the time. So we were talking about a government school in here, and you were saying that essentially, if you had to pick a time when kids would go to school, that you would wait until the very end. You'd send them for, like, high school as opposed to early on and that sort of thing. What do you think that kids get out of their youngest years when it comes to sort of homeschooling or unschooling or whatever it might be that works for them?
I think a lot of it is the momentum and the confidence as an independent learner. And they get to experience some success on their own. And, you know, the physical part of it is really important as well, that they are liberated to move around, to explore. Whenever I worked with unschool kids who were, you know, home during the day, they wanted to go outside and move.
Well, mine certainly does. He likes to spend some time going out and jumping up and down on the trampoline. Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny So Good Ray.
And Brett.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Fortunately, John from North Carolina, who I hung up on at the last segment, called back, and we'll see whether or not he forgives me. But nonetheless, if he has turned into a raving madman, I have the Blink Home security system at my house.
Oh.
That's a segue.
Right.
I got it delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app. It walked me right through the process. It was like 10 minutes to do the whole thing. I got two cameras. You, dear reader, dear listener, you will get three of them if you order. But it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the cameras. All I have to do is, if I want to check in, maybe I want to see how my dog's doing right now. I can go right now. I can see what's going on at my house.
Fire up the app.
Yep, fire up the app. And
get a picture.
Look, yep.
That's
well,
cool.
No, get video and audio.
Wow.
I can listen. If they're talking about me, right? My mother and my wife right now, uh-huh, packing their things to go down to Florida, talking about what a self-righteous jerk I am. I could listen.
Creepy.
Indeed.
Wow. But useful.
And all I have to do is use the app. And it's real easy. And we've got you a deal here. You can get three Blink cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Just visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And you can get the same system I've got. It's awesome. I recommend it highly. blinkprotect.com/FTL. John in North Carolina. This is the right button. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, no worries.
Thank you.
Hey. My understanding of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is that it's an alternative to the Federal Reserve System, which has a monopoly on currency. So this is maybe kind of a weird analogy, but what would an equivalent alternative to the music industry monopoly be? crowdfunding or Kickstarter or something like that. Because if you want to be as well-known as possible as a musician and make as much money as you can selling your craft, you don't really have that many options now without going through some monopoly person that has all the clout and power and money.
Okay, so I'm not an expert in the music industry at all, but I'm in talk radio, and even for talk radio, I'm still out of the loop because I sit out here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we self-syndicate. So
right.
It's not like all the talk show hosts just file through my studio and I get to talk to them or anything. But, you know, there's a few stories, a few rags to riches stories out there, and then back to rags in the case of MC Hammer. He managed to do it by creating, you know, he burned CDs, he did shows, and then he sold CDs and that sort of thing. I feel like today that probably just as many bands make it by, having a SoundCloud account, MySpace account, something like that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Doing live shows, good live shows that energize the people and make them curious for more. And, of course, you have to have a bedrock of good quality music.
You've got to be, you've got to be a good business person, too. You can't be putting it up your nose or drinking yourself into oblivion,
right.
Those sorts of things. Unless that's a particular genre of music you do, maybe that's good for you. I don't know.
So if you're handing out CDs on the street to people today, you're a lunatic. But, you know, you can use YouTube the same way to advertise your music. And then I think a lot of people, if they're really talented and they can build a following that way, they could probably rake it in somewhere like Patreon.
Yeah, and well, it's in the local music scenes too. So if your local music scene is somewhat, let's say, anti-libertarian, and they don't like you, I've seen people blacklisted without them ever even knowing they're blacklisted. They just it's hard to tell whether they're not calling you back or just they just don't want to book you because you don't have a certain political philosophy.
So there are very few quote unquote libertarian bands out there.
Yeah,
and. But there are a lot of libertarians. People call in, people ask on Facebook all of the time. They're looking for those libertarian bands. And, you know, Jordan Page is out there, and people will tell you Rush is libertarian, and I'm fine with that. I don't care one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me like Rush anymore.
Right.
I just, it doesn't gel with me, whatever.
Eric July.
I'm not familiar with Eric July, but, you know, great. There's a man named John Ritter, Ringer, that I think did a great song. But, I think that there's a totally space in the niche for libertarian artists right now. Absolutely. But I think you have to reach out to those libertarian communities. I think you've got to go to the Libertarian Party conventions. You've got to go to Freedom Fest. You got to do these things and figure out ways that you can play. Will Freedom Fest let you on the stage? Well, from what I've seen on the stage, yeah, I think you could. I think it could happen. But you got to be dedicated. You got to be interested in that crowd. You got to show that crowd that this is what you're in it for. And if you're in it for that reason, yeah, I think you could totally do it.
And there's not a lot of competition, right? Like, if you're in Austin, Austin, Texas has a great music scene, but there's tons of competition there. And you're right, if your politics don't line up with theirs, you could certainly wind up with no access to any stage time.
Outside the city limits.
But if you took it to more libertarian or libertarian-friendly venues, suddenly you have almost no competition, and people who are going to be really receptive to the music, the message, and to the idea of helping you, I think.
Yeah, I guess it's like Bitcoin or anything else that's going to grow slowly and catch on.
Yeah, I think you have to stick with it, too. It's not the kind of thing that you can just plop down and play a set and people just swoon at your feet. It's going to take years to be an overnight success.
Probably take some practice, too, to break out of the mindset, because I think it could be a really damaging mindset that, like, oh, well, the music industry is against me and they only like, Jay-Z, Illuminati and stuff, and my local music scene is against me because they're all a bunch of liberals or social justice warriors or whatever. Like, those two frames of mind are not really, like, setups for success. So committing to finding your own way of projecting your voice or your message or your music, I think, is really important, and not seeing yourself as an outsider or somebody who's been done wrong by whatever the powers are in that field.
You've got to build, Brett. You've got to build a base before you use your music to outreach to people. You could do it if you're wealthy and you don't care, but I think that the best thing to do is to build the base and then have the base help you spread your music around after you've built that base, after you've got that group of people that's passionate about your music. And again, not being a music kind of guy, I think that that's the best advice I can give you.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks for the conversation, guys.
There's a bass joke in there somewhere, but I can't pull it together fast enough.
Thanks for the conversation, guys.
Yep.
See you soon.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Brett Vinat, School Sucks Across America Tour from School Sucks Project. You are an expert in sort of educational alternatives. If parents are sitting there, they think to themselves, you know, I hate that I'm sending my kid to the government school, but I really don't feel like I've got other options. They send the school bus right by the house. Our lives are set up around that. I or my spouse can't take off of work, those kind of things. What's the best advice you have for them?
Well, I mean, I think it takes a willingness from all parties involved. I have a brother who has that very attitude about the schools. He couldn't convince his son, who was really, really struggling in school, to leave school. And I gave him a list of other options, a virtual online charter school that could speed him right through what he needed to graduate or get a GED. And it just wasn't attractive. And that was actually relates to your other question.
How old was he?
17.
Yeah.
And where did he want to? Where do you think he wanted to be all day?
I think he wanted to be at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to be where the other kids were. The Stockholm syndrome at that point. If you would have asked me at the same time, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be there because with those other people with whom I have this sort of relationship with, those other kids, even though we all together hated it.
Right. Well, and for him, getting baked in the parking lot and then going inside and getting D's, it's not like tremendous work. It might beat the alternative of having to take your own path.
Indeed. But it was a little bit more work, right? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Boo!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You've probably heard about Bitcoin. At this point, its market penetration as far as name recognition is pretty high. Now, if you don't know what Bitcoin is, probably the best place to go do your research is Bitcoin.com. They are the one-stop shop, whether you're an expert or a first-day noob, for finding a wallet, for getting the facts. You can call in and ask a question to us, but we can't spend the kind of time with you that you can spend researching at Bitcoin.com. In fact, if you care about mining, they have a project over there called Pool.Bitcoin.com, and you can choose to mine Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, or you can set the account to mine whichever one's profitable. You can help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be simply by getting involved over at Bitcoin.com. They got a forum there, too, Bitcoin.com. Brett, we've talked a great deal about your sort of thoughts on alternative education. I know you're on the School Sucks Across America tour, is what you're calling this.
Begins right here, believe it or not.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for... Why'd you pick Free Talk Live?
Oh, do you really want to get into that?
Briefly.
I don't want to be super sappy about it, but I think you guys are very heroic, what you've done, and this show was...
I think you're right.
Great, I'm glad you agreed with me. That saved us an awkward moment.
I'd say pioneering. I don't know about heroic.
No, I think that that what these guys have accomplished here is super impressive. And this show was incredibly influential for me. This was my first introduction to libertarianism. It happened just at the right time for me. It motivated me to move back to New Hampshire. Doing so over the course of the next decade created tons of opportunities with like-minded people. I was able to start my own show. A few years later, I got a bunch of support with that.
I moved
in 2007 and I started the show in 2009, but I credit you guys a lot for projecting this message. And I think at the time I was just, you know, I was listening to like Coast to Coast Radio, and I was probably looking for like new 9/11 conspiracy theory podcasts or something. And then, like, I started listening to these guys, and it was quite shocking when I first heard Mark and Ian, especially Ian. But I thought this was an appropriate place to launch the tour.
The purpose of Mark on the show is to simply give somebody who's shocked by Ian a place to sit. Right? Like, this is like the dirty little secret of Free Talk Live is whoa, whoa, whoa. Mark's political opinions in and of themselves are radical.
Right.
But next to Ian's, they're a safe little log in the flotsam, among the flotsam and jetsam to hold on to, you know?
Right. And I got really, energized, and I got really radical really fast to the point where you annoyed me. And sometimes you would say these minarchist small government things. I just would want to unplug my iPod. And
I still say them.
Throw it out the window. Yep. Like, yep. Oh, Mark.
Well, that's fine by me. And what if you get caught up in the professional wrestling aspect of Free Talk Live,
yes,
where Ian and Mark, you know, go back and forth? Hey, look, it's not like I've never been caught up in it. You know, check out YouTube. Mark flips out on Ian or something.
I was actually, that was like a real moment for me. Like this show that had been so inspirational, I got to be there the night where the most viral video was created.
Absolutely. But you see Brett shrinking into the corner in that video, and it is well worth seeing. So, Brett, you said you're a conspiracy theorist, and I've always believed that a little bit about you. What,
right.
What was it like for you listening to Free Talk Live, especially back then? We spent a lot more time on conspiracy theories because we would get a lot more calls surrounding
9/11 was hot, chemtrails.
Yep. Chemtrails, 9/11, you know, pretty much everything. What was it like for you believing some, any, or all of that stuff and hearing Free Talk Live basically bat it down over and over?
It took the wind out of my sails for sure, but what I...
Wind regarding listening to the show or wind regarding...
Oh, regarding conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And part of me didn't like it because I think, you know, people want to believe certain things so they can have this, I always refer to it as I know something you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, chemtrails really delivers, 9/11 really delivers that. But a lot of political things can give people that, right? Like people want to flex these muscles and show that they know things or show that they're intellectually superior.
Yeah.
So I found
that. Here's a phrase. If you feel that way, here's a phrase for you. Taxation is theft. And that way, whenever you have a conversation, bam, you can just hit them with taxation is theft.
Right. But whatever, you know, that's a good point, too, because whatever, you know, going and preaching about 9/11 was giving me, libertarianism gives it to you, too, right? You're super superior.
If you convince somebody on 9/11, what have you got? Another person who believes about 9/11.
Right.
If you convince them on libertarianism, you've got a person who doesn't, who now believes in the non-aggression principle. You have actually quantifiably reduced violence in the world.
And it's like Harry Brown said. He said, just, you know, project these ideas wherever you can, because you never know how somebody's going to take the things that you say and figure out a new way to run with them and do something meaningful with things they learn from you. So if you think about what you guys are doing at Free Talk Live, that led to me doing what I'm doing. I've been very happy to hear that people who listen to my show went on to start their own podcasts. And, yeah, I think that's great, and I hope that continues. As long as people have a message and a way to make it entertaining, that they'll do that.
Let's go to Johnny calling in from Auburn. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Johnny Micah.
All right, Johnny Micah, what's on your mind?
Well, listen, I want to talk about autism.
Okay.
I'm autistic.
All right.
I wrote a book about it called The Autistic Holocaust. I'm not selling my book.
I believe you mentioned that. Go ahead.
I won't mention it again. That's the last you'll ever hear about it. I want to talk about people who are discriminated and who aren't even diagnosed until they're 30 years old. I want to talk about the fact that the government, we talked about conspiracy a few minutes ago. Well, there is a conspiracy, and there's truth to every conspiracy. The government has lied to us. They falsify documentation. They burn evidence, and they lie about the facts.
How so?
I want to talk about the government hiding the truth about autism. That's what I want to talk about.
How do they hide the truth about autism?
Because because they fudge the numbers. They lie about statistics from the federal government. The federal government gets information from the pharmaceutical companies.
Do they inflate the numbers? Do they inflate the numbers, or they completely misrepresent
the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. It gets stuck into our kids and harm our kids. There's an inexplicable association between autism and neurological disorders and the vaccination schedule we have currently, sir. There's over 5,000 studies to prove so, and I will not be quiet, and I will keep talking until the truth is told and be known.
What's the motive for hiding this?
The motive is because the pharmaceutical companies make trillions of dollars off of our sickness, and they keep us getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and they want to poison our kids for the name of profit. Why are any wars started? For the same reason. Over resources and finances.
So,
that's why.
The vaccination-autism connection, I must say, is a very contentious one.
You're right. I couldn't agree more, sir.
You have a special sort of connection, being claiming to be autistic, and I'll take your word for it, having an author of a book.
So is my son, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. So are your sons vaccinated?
My son went through a schedule of vaccines, which was responsible for his injury, and because of that series of vaccinations, injury, he suffered a neurological disorder, which fell on the autism spectrum disorder scale. And they removed his definition from the DSM-5. In fact, they took, there's no more such thing as Asperger's. Now, right now, 226,000 kids can't get the needed services they need under the Child Health Care Act, the Affordability Act. They can't get it because they removed it from the definition. Thank you very much. When did this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from
2 years ago, sir. They changed the definition. When they went from the DR-4 text revised to the DM-5, they removed that definition, and now thousands and thousands of kids are getting screwed. They can't
get
services.
Is that just in this country, or is that
That's just in this country. That's just in this country, and it's a crime. It's a crime, sir.
So if you go to Canada, for instance, they still call Asperger's part of the autism spectrum, right?
Now you're under your whole other IUD now. That's a whole other scale now. You got to go by the DSM-5, which 1980 defined the first. In 1980, the DSM-3 first recognized autism as a disorder. And then they had the European version of that, which recognized it before we did. But, you know, this is worldwide. The prevalence rate, right now, there's one out of every 68 kids that have autism in the United States. It should be one out of every 10,000. Senator Dan Burton's son was injured by that. He was congressman chair of the OCGR. And by the way, his son got autism as a result of a series of 9 shots in one day. Okay? Talk about Hannah Pauling, who got a $1.5 million award. The names, the list, they go on and on and on. People don't know this, and I'm telling you, people need to know this. And people need to stop vaccinating their kids in this harmful way. In China, they don't even do this until you're 2.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.